Alright, welcome to another video tutorial brought to you by tutvid.com. Alright, in this Dreamweaver tutorial we're going to take a look at inserting text and inserting images into your site. We're going to look at changing text properties. The color of text really is what we're going to look at changing. Changing overall page properties such as the page background. And we're also going to take a look at alignment. Okay, very important things to know about alignment. Alright. So we're going to start out here. I'm going to come up here to the Edit menu, and I'm going to hit Preferences. And under Preferences, I want to uncheck Use CSS instead of HTML tags. I'll explain why I'm doing this later, but I do have a reason. All right. So we're going to start out by inserting text. I'm going to type out a textual navigation bar here. So I'm going to type in Home, Space, and then I'm going to hit Shift Backslash twice. That places two of those vertical bars. Alright, I'm going to type portfolio, try to spell it properly. Okay, I'm going to put two more of those vertical bars, I'm going to contact. Basically, I'm making an exact copy of the navigation bar I have on the rest of this dummy site that we've been working with here in Dreamweaver. I'm just making it with text to show you how to insert text. And as you can see, I'm just typing text. You select anywhere and type text, just like inserting text into any word processor. Okay, and we're going to type stock. All right, so there's our navigation bar. Same exact as one of the navigation bars we have over in index.html as images. All right, so now that you know how to do that, we're going to insert a couple images here. I'm going to hit enter, and I'm going to hit up arrow, and that's going to move me up to the line above my little navigation bar. And we want to insert an image here. Now, I'm going to show you three different ways of inserting images. I'm going to show you my favorite way to insert images, a way that I sometimes insert images, and a way that I almost never insert images, and I'll tell you why I do what I do. Alright, so in order to insert this first image, I'm going to come over here under the Files panel. There are sub-panels of Files, Assets, and Snippets. I'm going to go under Assets, and here I have the list of my images. Okay, I've got the little Images button selected. Not any of this other stuff, Images. And I'm going to select planetheader.jpg. Okay. What I like about this is I can just click my image, I get a nice preview of it right up here, and then I can just grab it, drag it, and drop it wherever I want. Okay. Now this dialog box comes up and prompts me to insert alternate text, which I will here. I'm going to say planet header. Alright, and then I'm just going to hit enter. Okay, and there we go, my image is placed. I'm going to delete that image. I'm going to show you another way to do it. Under the Files panel, you can navigate to wherever your images are in your folder structure. And here's planet header. Pretty sure it's a file. Drag that right out just like we did. It's going to prompt us again. This time I'm just going to hit cancel. Okay, it's going to place your image just without alternate text, although I do recommend using alternate text. It's a good habit to get into. Alright, what I don't like about this way of inserting images is you have to navigate through your folder structure, and then once you get to the image you think is your image, there's no preview. So you know, you're kind of doing a little bit of guesswork, but with a small site like this, it's not bad because I pretty well know where everything is. It becomes an issue when you're working with a much bigger site with hundreds and hundreds of images. It gets a little complicated. All right, and the last way, the way I almost never use, is here under the Insert panel. Okay, there's an Image button. So select where you want the image to go, press Insert Image. What Dreamweaver is going to do is bring you or pop up the browser dialog box, your operating system's browser, and in this case it's automatically located the images folder. Okay, this is where it brought me, and here I happen to know that planet header is the correct one, although it does give me an image preview here as well. Then I hit OK, it prompts me for the alternate text, which I'm going to give it, and hit OK. Okay, and there, that way I almost never use, because you got to dig out the insert palette and you got to go through your whole browser, and it's all kinds of clicking and all of that, although you do get a preview, so not everything about that way is bad. Alright, what we're going to do now is take a look at some image properties. The image properties, as you can probably imagine, can be found in the Properties panel, but they only show up when you actually click the image. Okay, so now we're looking at the specific image properties of this header image. Alright, we're not going to go over everything in this Properties panel, but a couple things I'm going to touch on. W and H are the width and height in pixels of your image. You can resize the image here, but I don't suggest you do it because it can make it look really bad. You still have your resizing in an actual image editing program, such as Photoshop or Fireworks. Although if you do change the size here, Dreamweaver does have some editing tools here, and one of which is this resample, which helps your image look better after you've resized it in Dreamweaver instead of an image editing software or image editing program. All right, here's the source of your image. You can use this little pick whip, drop into our images folder, and we can grab another photo if we want, or in this case, an image, not a photo. All right, but I want the planet header one. I'm going to leave that one. You can link your image, okay, to hyperlink. Link it to another site, another page in your site, whatever. Alternate text is here. Class, that has to do with CSS. We're not going to worry about that right now. All these editing options we're not going to get into right now, although those you can play around with, and they're pretty interesting. Border, you can add a pixel border. Okay, in this case, I'll do 25 pixels. Now, something to know about the border is that will turn blue if you connect a link to this image. Okay, so you just want to keep that in mind. Align, we're going to talk about this image alignment later on, okay, as well as you just have this default aligning. But this is actually a different kind of alignment. We're going to talk about that, though, towards the end of this tutorial. Low source, what this is some designers, if you're loading up huge images or bigger images, they'll load in a 2-bit or a black and white image, something that loads quickly to kind of give people a preview of what they're about to see. This generally you're not going to use unless you're loading up big images. And this is some image hotspot, image map stuff. All right, so we're not going to get into that in this tutorial. But that's the basic properties of an image and how you can play around with images, linking them, you know, getting new images through the properties panel by switching out the source, and also changing your alternate text later on. Some people need to change it later on. All right, so that's that. We're going to place one more image here. I'm going to hit enter or return. And I'm going to come into my assets panel. I'm going to grab the tree and sunset.jpg. I'm going to drag and drop it. And I'm just going to write tree and sunset. Place that image right there. Okay? So now I've got my header, my navigation bar, and my image. All right. So now we're ready to take a look at editing page properties. These are page-wide properties that we're going to edit. We go up here to modify and hit page properties. Okay? Another way to do this actually is under here in the properties panel. If you just select anywhere, just white space on the page, you can hit page properties. Now, if you remember at the beginning of the tutorial, we went into edit, preferences, and we changed and told Dreamweaver not to write our properties, I believe it says, in CSS, okay? Yeah, we unchecked use CSS instead of HTML tags. And Dreamweaver just started doing that, and I believe it was Dreamweaver MX 2004, the version right before Dreamweaver 8. And it is using CSS as its default language when it comes to editing like these page properties and whatnot. But I am not using that in this tutorial, number one, because this tutorial is not on CSS. Not that I don't like CSS. CSS is the way to go when you're designing stuff like this. But this is going to be the easier way for you to work if you don't know CSS or, you know, there's any number of reasons. Okay? This way, though, Dreamweaver is just using HTML or XHTML to specify these properties in your page. All right, the first option we have here is a background image. And a background image in Dreamweaver, or in any website for that matter, is an image that appears behind all the rest of the content on your page, hence the name background image. Okay, and here I've got this little blue image. Okay, you can see it's a 100 pixel by 150 pixel JPEG. Now, that obviously is not going to be big enough to cover the entire background unless it's stretched a lot. Well, by default, when you place a background image that's too small, it does what's called tiling, and you're not really going to be able to see it very well. But what it does is it just repeats itself over and over and over again. What I'm going to do is I'm going to find an image that is more suitable. Okay, like this image right here, home. All right, when I hit apply, you can see that it's just repeating itself over and over and over and over and over again. And if you spent any kind of time browsing on the web at all, you've probably come across that kind of thing. It's called tiling. All right, so that's exactly what this is doing here. Okay, but I don't want to use that background image, so you can just highlight it and delete it. What I want to do is use a background color. By the way, you can hit apply here, and that will keep updating your page as you make changes. All right, so to change the background color, we're going to select that. We're going to click the little swatch, and it opens up this color window. Now, we can come through here and click any number of these colors, or any one of these colors. You can't select any number of them. You have to pick one. Or, if we don't like any of these colors, we can come over here to continuous tone. Here's another spectrum of colors. Now, I would like to point out that Color Cubes and Continuous Tone are the two web-safe color palettes here. Windows OS, Mac OS, they're not web-safe, and grayscale obviously is just grayscale, so you're fine with that. But generally, that's not going to be what you're going to use to design an entire website. All right, I like to use Color Cubes. I like the organization. It's nice and neat. Although I did point out that these are web-safe, web safeness is not something you really have to be concerned about anymore. Nearly every machine out there, every machine that's being made today, has a video card that can display millions of colors. Back in the early days of the internet, there were still computers that can only display 250 some odd colors or 250 some odd colors. That's when you had to concern yourself about being web safe. Nowadays, it's not so much of an issue. Matter of fact, Dreamweaver has this system color picker right here, which brings up the system color picker and allows you to pick any color you want. And you can basically mix and match your own custom colors, okay? Which is nice. So I can just hit add custom colors, okay? And if I hit apply, you can see that that color is now my background color. All right. Or a very cool way to select colors is, if you notice, when we bring this up, we have an eyedropper. Okay, you can move that off of the color palette, and you can see out here it's white, or we can even move it to our document and we can select the orange in the logo. Or in this case, I'm going to try to select one of these tones here that's in my image, like that tan there in the sky. Okay, I'm going to apply that. All right, so I've got that as my background. I like that. And then for my text, I want to select one of these darker browns, almost black here in the bark of the tree. Okay, and I'm going to hit apply. And that's all I'm going to do in here for now. Although I will point out that links, visited links, and active links, those are all other color properties you can change. As you know, default links are blue. Visited links, when you click a link and visit it, it turns purple. Active link, this is when you click a link, when you hold the mouse button down over a link, it is considered an active link and it flashes red. And that's what that color is. That's default though, again. Okay, so we're going to hit OK here. All right, now we've looked at editing your page properties. Last thing we're going to look at here is aligning. I'm going to preview this page in Firefox on the web. And I'm going to click this little globe up here and I'm going to hit preview in Firefox. It's going to prompt me to save the document, which I'm going to do. And now it's going to open up Firefox. And one thing you're going to notice is everything is aligned to the left-hand side of the page. Well, generally speaking, you're going to want to be able to move stuff around. You know, you're not going to want everything to always have to be aligned to the left side of the page. Well, Dreamweaver has alignment options and alignment tools. We're going to align this stuff to the center of this page. We're going to select Planet Photography up here, the header, and come down here into your properties panel. And right here, we're just going to hit align to center. Okay, now it doesn't look like any change has been made, but trust me, change has been made. Over here, all we have to do with this text, we can select all of it, but if we just click next to it and hit align center, it's going to move it out to the center. Same thing, we can just put our cursor on that line, same line as this big tree bark and sunset image, align to center. All right, now I'm going to hit F12. That's the hotkey for previewing on the web. It's going to prompt me to save it again, which I'm going to do. Now, everything is aligned to the center. Okay, much nicer. All right, you can also align stuff over to the right if you want, okay? But for this, we're going to keep it in the center. There are some things you have to watch for when aligning text, but we're not going to get into that in this tutorial. That's a little more advanced and a little more complicated. Although one thing we are going to go over is aligning text and images, and this is something that's pretty cool and definitely very useful if you're going to lay things out and you're writing articles and you want to put images in and things like that. All right, I'm going to come back here to Files, and I'm going to open up my index.html page here. And I've got all this text here, which I'm going to select. And I'm going to right-click and copy. Oops. There we go. Copy. I'm going to close that index.html page. Now, I've got right next to my image selected. I'm going to right-click and hit Paste. Okay. Now, that pastes the text just below the image, but what I want is the text to be on the same line as the image, okay? Because if you're working with images and text, you're gonna have image and text on the same line. The problem with this is, watch, when I select this first series of words here, you're gonna see it selects all the way up to the top of the image. There's all that wasted space there. Now, there's a way we can utilize that wasted space, excuse me, wasted space. Wasted space, and that is aligning your images with your text. The way we can do that is by selecting this image, and I'm actually going to pop my properties palette free here so you can see what's going on. I'm going to select that image, and here under align, we've got baseline, top, middle, bottom, text, top, absolute, middle, absolute, bottom, left, and right. Now, baseline, top, middle, and bottom, those are all just taking that first line of text and either placing it at the top, the bottom, the middle of the image. Okay, for example, middle, you can see it moved that first line of text right up there and stuck it right at the middle of the image. All right, now text top, absolute middle, and absolute bottom do the same things, except they align different parts of the text to that same part of the image. For example, if I align absolute middle, it looks almost exactly the same as middle, except it's a little lower. And the reason it's a little lower is because with middle, the bottom of the letters was aligned to the center of the image. With absolute middle, the center of the letters is aligned with the center of the image. Okay, so very slight difference, but if you're picky, it's there for you. Then left and right, these are the two you're going to use most of the time. Left, you can see this is going to stack all of our text right into all of that wasted space. That's exactly what I wanted. And right does the same thing, just on the opposite side of the window. All right, so I'm going to hit preview in browser here. We're going to save it, and I'm going to show you what this does. I'm going to point out one thing. All right, now, if you notice, all this text is running up the side of that image. Perfect. That's what we want. Not only does it do that, it wraps around the image nicely, but also when you expand or contract the window, that text moves with it. Okay, so the text flows around the image. All right, that's very nice. Okay, just something I wanted to point out. All right, and then if we select the image and I'm moving off screen here, I can switch to the right and it does the same exact thing. Whoops. There we go. There we go. Okay, same exact thing. All right, and that's pretty well the basics of getting yourself started creating a site, some of the basic things you're going to need to know for building a page. Hope you've learned something. I hope you can go out and start making your website now. And thanks for watching.